listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
You know that the NFL never takes a day off. It's always in the news. There's always something to buzz about. It's like it's designed that way. Let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Our good friend Emery Hunt joins us. Footballgameplan.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. All right, I want to get to a lot of the J.J. Watt talk and how he'll fit with Arizona. But real quick, your thoughts on what's happening in Seattle with Russell Wilson. It seems like this is a big deal story, but it also feels like this is posturing. It also feels like in the end they'll work it out. When you're evaluating what's being said by who and how this is all kind of transgressing, what do you make of what's going on with Wilson and the Seahawks?
That whole situation was just surprising to me because you didn't expect that to come out to where, you know, a quarterback of his caliber is talking about getting traded, and it just was shocking. So it's still something that I just don't foresee happening, but it makes things a lot interesting down the line because if you know where there's smoke, there's fire, and for this to come up like it did when it did, it tells you that something maybe not this year is definitely on the horizon.
Yeah, in terms of, like, Ron and I have talked about this a lot, which is this feels like a strange offseason where two major quarterbacks could be on the move. I don't know if they will or not, but the discussion and the possibility, we don't see this at all in the NFL with Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, two quarterbacks that are at the top of their game, possibly being in other uniforms. This is insane.
Yeah, and if you're Houston, you're making the situation worse. You had your best opportunity to trade him and get assets. You still do. But if you're going to try to hold him court and try to hold him hostage in Houston, I think Deshaun Watson is at the point now where he is more likely to sit out this season or retire like Carson Palmer until they decide to let him go. Because right now he is dug in on not wanting to play in Houston, and right, wrong, or indifferent. If you're Houston, with a new coach, new staff, new GM, you kind of want to make sure everyone is on the same page at the same starting point. So it makes sense for you to get rid of your quarterback now as opposed to try to drag this out, which looks like an unfixable situation.
I know that there's a few other issues involved with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, but he does have a point, right, Emery? You watch the film, you know the organization. He is going down way too much.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of it is his own doing, too, because as a quarterback, you control a lot of what you do as far as getting hit or taking sacks. And we have to be honest, Russell Wilson, some of the sacks happen because the offensive line, you know, blows an assignment, but some of the sacks happen because Russell Wilson refuses to throw the football away. You know, he has that mentality of, I want to make a play, and if I just buy a little bit more time, you know, I can find someone deep down the field. But, I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of the sacks that he takes can be attributed to his own doing.
Let's get to J.J. Watt to Arizona. People wonder if it's going to be a good fit. Chandler Jones on one side, Watt on the other. Do you like the idea of Watt playing in Arizona if he's pursuing a title?
Which Watt are you going to get? Are we going to get the Watt from 2016? Or are we going to get the Watt we saw last year? Sometimes you kind of forgot that he was out there on the field. That's the difference. If you're going to get the J.J. Watt that is productive, that's, you know, a threat that changes how you block their front, you know, that adjust blocking assignments, I'm all for it. But we're going to get a J.J. Watt that really is at the tail end of his career because of injuries and age, but also just not as productive as he once was. And, you know, I don't know how much he helps you get over the hump, because to me, their problem last year wasn't defensively, especially up front, more so in the secondary because of injury. So, I know front end helps out the back end, but I'm just more worried about which J.J. Watt they're going to get.
Emery, it's a little early. I know we still have some pieces to be moved around in the NFL in terms of the draft, in terms of where people may end up and all of those things. But if Watt is pursuing a title, the NFC does have a tendency to give us a new participant in the Super Bowl every year. But Arizona, how much work needs to be done there if Watt is going to get a ring in his time with the Cardinals?
Well, they got to figure out how to play offense. You know, sometimes when you're watching Arizona, it's just like they're just running plays. You know, there's no offense. And, you know, until they figure out a flow offensively and stop just out there just, okay, let's run this play, let's try this play, there's no consistency, no cohesiveness on that side of the ball, then they're going to struggle. That's what happened last year. You know, when the offense is flowing, it helps you, you know, chew up that TOP. You're keeping your defense fresh. But if you're just out there running plays, you're going to see a lot of three and outs, a lot of quick three and outs, which puts the entire defense back out there on the field. So I think offensively they got to figure things out if they want to make that next step and get into the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs.
And one of the ways you get to the postseason is playing well within your own division. The Rams have a new quarterback. If Russell Wilson stays where he is, what do you make of the Niners in terms of coming back from all the injuries they have? Do we see an NFC West that is still one of the formidable divisions? How do you view the opponents Arizona will be facing in the West?
They're very competitive, and they were competitive last year. You know, and I think Seattle is going to be competitive as long as Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are there. They just find ways to win games, and, you know, I just like how they had that mindset of, hey, we're still the Legion of Boom. We're still Marshawn Lynch. Even though none of those entities are on that football team, the mentality of that era is still there, prominent in Seattle. The Rams have a lot of talent, and when you got talent, it's hard to, you know, be a terrible football team. So no matter what moving parts they have, coaches going elsewhere, you know, they have a new quarterback in Stafford, but the talent overall is just too good for them to be terrible. They're going to be a tough out week in, week out. And when you look at a team like San Francisco, you touched on it, the injuries. And the fact that they were able to be that competitive with all of those injuries just speaks volumes to how great of a coach Kyle Shanahan is. So imagine now getting everyone back healthy, but you also have to factor in they lose a guy in Robert Saleh, who's now the head coach of the Jets, so how would that affect them? But overall, because they have a great head coach in Shanahan, and we talked about the talent of the Rams and the mentality of the Seahawks, it just makes that division tough from top to bottom week in, week out.
Urban Meyer to Jacksonville, and he'll have the number one pick likely to take Trevor Lawrence. We've seen college coaches succeed at the next level, and we've seen college coaches realize that isn't for them. What was your initial reaction to the hiring of Urban Meyer? Do you think he has a coaching mindset for professionals?
Absolutely. I love the hire because of that reason. He ran his college programs like pro programs. You know, you don't really attribute an offense or a defense to Urban Meyer. You know how sometimes they oh, Cliff Kingsbury's his offense, or, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense. Urban Meyer's, you know, team is what you always talked about, and that mentality of hiring great coaches to delegate responsibilities, and you manage the whole team. He's perfect for that. That's tailor-made for the NFL. Plus, Jacksonville doesn't have a terrible football team. When you look at them pound for pound, they got some talent out there, and if they're going to add a guy who I think is the most pro-ready quarterback in this class in Trevor Lawrence, you know, he can step in right away and play well with the team that they have already on paper. They can be one of those worst-to-first type teams in that division.
Emory, how are you navigating the draft and the prospects that are coming in? How are you seeing players in terms of evaluation? COVID has eliminated the combine, but we still could see some potential film workouts, kind of like the way we saw it once things were shut down a year ago. How are you looking at the quarterback class, for example, for 2021?
You know, I've done all my grades, and I've put out my draft guide, which people can find at footballgameplan.com/2021 draft guide, over 570 prospects graded and evaluated individual scouting reports. And based off your point about the quarterback class, you know, it's a good one at the top. You know, there's three quarterbacks that I would take in the first round: Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Zach Wilson. Everyone else to me is kind of, you know, guys that can help you win games, but won't be the reason why you win games. So to me, there's three guys that are starters, like day one starters. But everyone else is kind of in that tier of, you know, you could kind of win with this guy if you had some pieces around him. You're looking at more along the lines between what a Matt Hasselbeck and a Kirk Cousins, right? Guys that can play, that can start. But you're going to need some pieces around them to really push through and get to the playoffs.
If you take Trevor Lawrence out of it, is the real conversation about who is two, or is that kind of set in stone as well, where the anticipation is just too much and it's very unlikely that whoever is going to go at two will go somewhere else?
No, I think, you know, the real conversation does start at two, and I just believe Justin Fields, when you look at a quarterback like him and you look at a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, that killer mentality,
yeah,
that assassin mentality, that Michael Jordan-type mentality, Kobe Bryant, that's the type of mentality Justin Fields has. And we saw that on display against Clemson, where they took away one element of his game, which people thought that was all he brought to the table was his ability to run. They took that away, and he slaughtered them with his arm and his precision passing. So, you know, the fact that he's battle-tested, played a lot of big games at Ohio State, he has almost the same resume as Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence obviously has 3 years of that. So Fields is a polished prospect and a good one that I believe can star from day one.
I can't let you go without asking about my Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger and his future. He's going to try to rework the deal. What did you see enough of Ben last year that make you think he's got 2 years left, 1 year left, 3 years left? The Steelers obviously are going to have to make a move at quarterback. When do you think that will happen?
Man, Ben might have eight quarters left with the way he played down the stretch.
You know, right. but, I'm glad you said it.
The statistics look good, but Ben, man, he was struggling. But I kind of like what Pittsburgh did, and this is a low-key move that could pay off well for them. You notice all of the talk about Ben's contract and what they're going to do happened after they made that subtle, underrated move of signing Dwayne Haskins. They got Haskins for basically cheap. Now, this is a first-round talent just a year removed from the draft. So he's a top 15 talent, and I'm pretty sure Pittsburgh had a first-round grade on him as well. So you get a low-risk move, and you already know he's physically talented and better than Mason Rudolph. If he can get out of his own way, that plays him in Washington from an off-the-field standpoint, and you know, look at this as the last opportunity for him, with the talent that he has in that stable environment and situation, that's a great, you know, segue to go from, you know, Ben Roethlisberger to your next, you know, franchise quarterback. So that's why they start to talk about, you know, his contract. Let's see what we get out of Haskins first before we really start to make moves. I don't think they'll draft a quarterback in the first round. They may add someone else to the mix, but we can't undersell the Dwayne Haskins signing and what that potentially means for their quarterback of the future.
I like Emery Hunt. Again, good stuff. You're everywhere, so I'm glad you do take time to come back to us. We really appreciate it, my friend.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
You got a Football Game Plan is the website. Good stuff. And the tagline, where football makes sense, very true. Emery Hunt, one of the brightest minds covering the game today. All right, that's on our Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Come back. Some of the thoughts that Emery threw out there as we continue along with Wake Up Call.